finished all square here, 14 points apiece at the end of an absorbing contest between McCool's and Kilcar. So as you say, it's Kilcar. They have moved on to 7 points significantly. And in the end, well, we had a pulsating finish. Remember, at half time, it was the home side that led by 8 points to six, and very much Oisin Gallan and Joel Bradley Walsh, the stars of the show for the Twin Towns outfit, Patrick McBrearty to the four for Kilcar. In the second half, well, McCool's led by 4 points early on in that second half, with Oisin Gallan getting a free and then a point from play. But McCool's came back. The sides were level for the fifth time at 11 points each after 15 minutes. And then it was McCool's who edged ahead again. Again, Kilcar came back. Kieran McGinley with the ball over at the end of a fine sweeping move. And it really was nip and tuck right down into stoppage time. And it looked as if Patrick McBrearty had won the game for Kilcar. They took the lead for the first time in the entire contest, 28 minutes and 47 seconds into the second half. They led by 14 points to 13. But Oisin Gallan, a late long-range free, getting the point that gave the McCool side a fully merited draw at the end of this game. It's finished all square, 14 points apiece. McCool's 14 points, Kilcar 14 points at what is now a sun-kissed McCool Park.